Torah in this week's parasha introduces to us the concept of Shemitah and the concept of Yovel. From the external perspective, these different years, the seventh year in the seven-year cycle, the Shemitah and the Yovel, the 50th year, seem to have a lot of similarities. They seem to be very comparable. But when you delve into it, there are some slight differences. And one of the main differences is highlighted by the Meshech Chachma. In their internal inherent nature, is that Shemitah follows more of a sanctity procedure like we find with Shabbos. Shabbos comes, whether you like it or not, Shabbos comes, it's Kvi Avakaima. Shabbos is something that's endowed with its Kedusha from the Rabbeinu Shalom above and is not given over to man to endow, to be Makdish. This is why we say in the Bracha, we recite Mekadesh HaShabbos. Whereas when it comes to Yontif, we highlight the fact that the Kedusha of Yontif, the sanctity of Yontif, is endowed by Bezdin, by man, Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. As the Gemara tells us, Yisrael Mekadshe Hazmanim, Yisrael are the ones that are bringing this Kedusha. Similarly, the Meshech Chachma says those two models exist when it comes to Shemitah and Yovel. Shemitah is something that comes like Shabbos. Shemitah comes like the Poskim tell us. The Meshech Chachma writes, Afgaisa de Malka. This is something that the peros, your field becomes hefker, even without you walking outside and being mafker, a major machlokas in the poskim, whether or not the Kedusha of Shviyas of Shemitah applies to a Gentile's fruits, which has much practical implications in terms of Shemitah, the Shemitah process, and how a person goes about the halachos of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. Afkaisa de Malka, it's a gzera of the Melech. It's something that exists without our endowing, without our process, without our involvement. However, Yovel is something that needs Kiddush Bezdin. Yovel is something that the Rambam tells us, if you're not Sholeach Avodim, if you're not Machzir the Sados, if you don't go through and you don't return the fields, if you don't go through the practices of Yovel, if you don't blow the shofar, if you don't blow it, so then the Kedusha of Yovel does not happen on its own. This is a fascinating, although from an external perspective, these 2 years look very similar, however, they are endowed in two different ways. But it really begs the question, this process, why is it that the Yovel is different, that it requires our involvement? Why is it that Yovel differs so much from Shemitah? And why is it that when it comes to the year of Yovel, you need that Tkiya Shofar on the Yom Kippur, on the 10th of Tishrei, in that year of the 50th year? What is the representation of the Shofar? And how does that connect to this concept of Yovel? I think in order to understand this, really to relate to what we're all experiencing in this year, we need to understand on a deeper level the root of the word Yovel. Where does that name come from, Yovel? So there are many, many different approaches amongst the Rishonim how to understand what the root of Yovel is. Rashi thinks that it connects to the shofar of the aisle. The targum of Yovel is the shofar shel dichra, the shofar of the aisle that is going to be blown, which again begs the question, why is that so essential to the year? The whole name of the year is based off of the tkia of the blowing, that we don't even understand why we do it. We understand Rosh Hashanah on a yearly basis. Uri Yishenu Mishnaschem, we need to wake up. But what is it about the Yovel that requires that blowing of the shofar? The Ramban takes issue with Rashi's interpretation of Yovel referring to the Tkiah, because the Ramban says when it comes to Yovel, you're really allowed to blow with any type of shofar. It doesn't have to be the shofar of Ayil. It's not linked to the Akedas Yitzchak, which we learn specifically on Rosh Hashanah that should be the shofar sha'ayo. So the Ramban is a different approach, and the Ramban says Yovel comes from Yevul of like we say in Kriya Shema, Yovel milashon hovala, bringing in, a person returns back home and he brings in and he schleps in all that he has and back to his old family, and if he's an Eved that's coming back, or his produce. But perhaps we can share a different approach.
an approach of the Ksava Kabbalah that to me very much resonated, I very much connected to, and I think really is a message that we can all relate to in this very, very perplexing time that we are experiencing right now. The Ksava Kabbalah writes that the root of the word Yovel is not, like Rashi explained, is not like the Ramban explained. It's not coming from Hovala. It's not coming from the shofar of the aisle. Yovel comes from the root of being Balul. Balul in Hebrew means something that's totally mixed up. You have a mixture in a bowl. Everything is this balbel. Everything is mixed together. The what's on top goes on the bottom. What's on the right side goes on the left side. Bila is something when we come to the Korban Mincha, the Torah tells us you have to be Bila, you have to mix up the flour offering. Bila is something that means that you have to make sure that all the particles are now in different places. Talmud Bavli means a sense of confusion, something that is totally mu'urav, it's not clear, you have to delve into it. This is the concept of Bila, of Balul, of Bilbul, of a person who not knowing where he's going. A person sometimes gets into a confused state, not the reality that he's used to, not the old situation that we were so comfortable with. That is exactly what the Rabbonu Shel Olam commands us, should be endowed by us and should be recreated by us every 50 years. I want a bila. I want a sense of bilbul. I want a taruvis. I want a mixture. The Ksava Kabbalah says, I want that every Eved is now no different than his master. And every master has no status that is higher than that Eved that he was in charge of a week ago. I want that you who thought that everything was coming, that the loans that were owed to you that were coming in and were being deposited in the bank, I want it forgone. I want that all the real estate, all of the investments that you made, all the karka that you bought 48 years ago, in the last 50 years, and you were resting assured, I have this property and that property, and I felt so comfortable, and this is the purpose that I lived, and I was able to move on because I had so much in my portfolio. I want it to go back to its original owner. I want what is the situation now to be totally different, to be mu'urav, to be mububal, to be what's right is left and left is right, what's up is down is up. Nothing should be like its original status. A total ta'aruvus and mixture and bilbul on everything that we were comfortable with, that we understood to be the reality, that we thought that this is what life was all about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yovel hi. No, that's not the world. Chazal tell us, the Torah says, La'olam bohem ta'avodu. Yovel in the Torah is referred to with one other name, in Olam. Olam, which we usually only refer to as the world, the whole earth, the whole world. But Chazal tell us Yovel is a microcosm. Yovel is also referred to as an Olam. It's a series of years that the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created needs to be reprogrammed, needs to have a refresh button, needs to get back the original perspective and the right focus on why we're here and what's constant and what is something that we should make sure to focus on and not get distracted or detoured onto all of these other things that have now grown to be part of our reality in the last 50 years. La'olam, this is a yovel, is now going to set in. The Rabbanu Shalom says, reprogram. Let all the slaves back. Let all the loans be forgotten. Let everything go back to its original state. Let all the owners get back their fields. All sales are limited for that 50 years. An absolute bila and bilbo on what? On the world of superficiality. On certain principles of the world that we thought, this is what's defined by the world. This is the way the world is governed. This is what the world really means. This is the purpose of the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. And we remember, absolutely not. We blow that shofar. We blow that shofar that reminds us of the first shofar of creation. As the Targum tells us, when God created man, he didn't create him as just a physical being that now has the ability to pursue all these different options that we discussed, to buy this, to invest in that, to grow his portfolio, to make sure that he has a higher stature in terms of his social status, that he's on top and someone is working for him, an employee. No. All that is gone in Yovel. You're not the employer, he's not the employee. She's not a shifcha anymore. No, it's done. You know why you're here? You're here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into you a neshama. He did a tkiya shofar at the beginning of the world when he created you on the first day of your life. When the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into man nishmas chayim, vayipach ba'apaf nishmas chayim, and the Targum tells us, Mai de nofach mi de le nofach. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu blow into him? He blew a piece of himself. Tzelem Elokim, we are in this world to tap into that neshama, to tap into that dimension of our existence. That is the only thing that is constant. That is the only thing that we are going to still connect to when we leave this world. That ma'ide nafach midilei nafach. That's something that's going to be around forever. That's something that continues to exist in the olam, even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to pray, press refresh. The neshama, the tkiya. Remember, everything that you had, all the fortune, everything, it's all temporary. It's all just a sale for 50 years. We're going to play press refresh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to endow this year with an entire bila, to go through all the processes, as difficult as it is, such a confusion, a bila, a bilbul. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remind us what is going to continue to exist. What is the purpose? What's real and what's superficial? Sometimes when we think we're not lost, we're actually lost for 49 out of the 50 years. Actually, the olam sets in and we have clarity only in the 50th year. What we think is bilbul is actually really just giving us and shedding some light onto what the purpose and why we're here. So it might not be the 50th year of Yovel, but we definitely are experiencing some of these concepts in the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. As everyone could point a finger, there's no one who can have any other conclusion other than this is Yad Hashem. Sometimes Hashem reminds us of what's essential, of what's important, of what's going to continue to exist, what's constant, what's real, what matters. And that's really what I think what we're all relating to in this Yovel experience of the COVID-19. Mirtza Hashem, we should follow what the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, that we ourselves need to endow our lives, need to endow the Kedusha of Yovel. We need to be Mekadesh, a Yovel into our lives, to not let all those old practices, old focuses, old perspectives to be what matters and what we're totally focused on, but to remind ourselves and to blow that shofar to really what matters. Mirtza Hashem, we will be zeiche to a geula with that right perspective. Just like to share with you something I saw this morning. There was a 93-year-old man in Europe, and he was Baruch Hashem saved from the ailments of COVID-19. and he was sent a bill to pay for the ventilator that he was on, and it was 5,000 euros, and he started to cry. And the doctors tried, and the staff tried to comfort him, tell him, I think that, you know, we'll be able to take care of it, whatever it is. And the 93-year-old man said, I'm not crying because of this bill. I have the money to pay for this bill. I'm crying because I'm 93 years old. And I've just realized for the first time that I actually have to compensate. And I have to pay for every breath that I take. It took me 93 years to realize part of the value of being able to take an extra breath. And I haven't asked God and thanked God my whole life for 93 years for that opportunity to blow and to breathe like He grants me on a daily basis. That's why I'm crying. Because now there was a price tag that was placed on to the breath. And now I understand that you can't take breathing for granted. So on a higher level and on a deeper level from this week's parsha, it's 100% true. Kol neshama tahalol ka, kol neshima neshima. With every breath, we need to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only do we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like this man is saying, for every breath that we're given and we can't take it for granted, but we also need to realize that that breath was given us, that first kiyah shofar. Man denafach midelei nafach. We need to use those breathing capabilities that God grants us for the olam that He created, for the purposes that He sees are constant, are something that is worth creating man for, to creating a life of Kiddushim Shamayim. Mirtz Hashem, we should all stay healthy and keep breathing. Mirtz Hashem, and bring the Geula HaKrova.